Welcome to Elmhurst CRC's Daily Dose of the Word of God. Today is April 19. It's Friday, and Sunday is coming. This is Erin Pacheco, Director of Worship here at Elmhurst CRC. It's the season of Easter, which is a season of joy and feasting and hope. Psalm 34, verse 8 to 9 says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy people, you his saints. For those who fear the Lord lack nothing." I tried fasting from food for the first time this year during Lent. Once a week, I didn't eat any food at all until dinner, just water, and my morning coffee, which felt totally necessary. I'm not going to lie, I got really hungry during those days, sometimes even hangry. Sometimes all I could think about was food. I'm thankful now that the season of fasting is over, but the experience definitely gave me a taste of what it's like to be hungry, like really hungry. What are you hungry for? There are people around us, of course, and people all around the world who experience physical hunger on a daily basis. But hunger can also go beyond physical needs. Maybe you are hungry for friendship, for healing, for peace, or for a sense of purpose in life. Maybe you long for relationships to be reconciled, for family members to know the Lord, or for God to finally show up and answer your prayers. Maybe you're just lonely and looking for a place to belong. What are you hungry for today? The psalmist says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." We may not get all of our longings fulfilled, but there is something of the goodness of God that is sometimes close enough to taste. I wonder what hungers you will carry into our time of worship on Sunday. And I wonder how God might meet you and fill you through song and prayer, through scripture and sacrament, through conversation and community. Let's pray. God of abundance, help us to taste your goodness, especially when we are hungry. Give us this day our daily bread, whatever that is. And thank you for providing for our needs, feeding us with yourself, and leading us to the feast of joy. Amen.